Did you have a good Father's Day, Bob?
So I just gave Robin the finger, but the reason I gave you the finger actually wasn't to do what you just thought, yeah. which mm-hmm. but it was I went bowling.
Of course, for Father's Day.
Which right? I haven't. My son was in town, and I love bowling, but I haven't bowled but once in 20 years.
Yeah.
But I used to bowl all the time. I had a bowling team called the Pinheads.
Of course you did.
Yeah, in the 70s. But I hurt my middle finger because I have this little spin thing that I put on the ball. Mm. And anyway.
Little juice.
Yeah, it's a little.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I didn't do very well. And my finger's all swollen, as you can see. You see that?
I do.
And you?
Oh, I had a fantastic Father's Day. I actually, there was a little musical moment that I had over the weekend where I was driving around in the car with my two-year-old, and she kept saying, "Hey, Jew, hey, Jew, hey, Jew." And then I realized, oh my God, she's asking me to play Hey Jude. And I was just, my work was done. I thought I was a proud papa in that moment. And I put it on, and then when it was over, she said one more time. And then she was like, "No, la, 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 la." She wanted to hear just the end part.
Just where the na-na-na-na
part. Yeah, so.
It just reminded me of this song that's been going through my head by this woman, Katie von Schleicher. Do you know this record yet?
Oh my gosh.
It's one of those constant repeat records for me. She's an artist who's only put out, her last record was like a 7-song that she recorded on a 4-track cassette. So this is her first debut full-length album, and she modeled it in many ways and inspired by that first Paul McCartney solo record.
Oh, really?
Which is what the Hey Jude made me think of. She did this one on her last one was done on a 4-track cassette. This record's done on an 8-track cassette.
Wow, stepping it up.
Yeah, right? I'm going to play like 5 seconds of a piece of music here because we mentioned Paul McCartney. Every day I'm
looking in the mirror. Yeah.
Right, you could totally hear that as a Paulie thing. But I'm going to play a song. It's called Sell It Back. It's how the album ends. The album's called, and if you have a 6-year-old, just hang on, close their ears.
Ear Muffet.
I like that.
I'm totally stealing that from a movie, so just let it go. Yeah, okay. So I'll say, Ear Muffet for me, buddy.
Okay. The record's called Shitty Hits, and this is Katie von Schleicher. The song is called Sell It Back.
Thank you.
nice long, like 20 plus second fade.
I could just listen to that all night. I mean, that was really incredible. So many amazing sounds. And I like trying to puzzle out what they were. You know, I think maybe there was a singing saw in there or certainly a sax. It sounded like an old, like a rusty old carnival ride that was making all this music.
Perfect description of it. Apparently, it's Katie von Schleicher, and it's guitar, piano, drums, and bass, basically, to an 8-track cassette machine.
Wonder what she's doing there. That's really interesting.
It is. She says that on this song, that this the ending cut 11. It's called "Sell It Back," and she said that she wrote this on a quiet spring evening, windows open at the piano. When she gets to the refrain, that there's a chord, a tension release. It happens in the song when she sings the line, "Do I hold it in my life?" And she said the lyrics affirm a confidence I just spent an album searching for, and they'll guide me into the next one.
Wow. So I love that a lot. Like her.
Yeah, she had a 7-song record that she put out on Bada Bing. She used to be an intern at Bada Bing Records, and now her album's out on it.
Sharon Van Etten also worked for Bada Bing.
Wow, they've got an ear for not only good both interns and hires, but good musicians.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's call their new current intern and see who they are.
What do you got? What are you working on?
Well, what do you have?
I want to talk about the new Lord record, which I think there are a lot of moments in this record, the Lord record, that share a similar vibe with the song that you just played. The record's called Melodrama.
Not done on any cassette.
No, definitely not done on 8-track. You know, it took Lord 4 years to follow up her debut record that came out in 2013, Pure Heroine. And she was on All Things Considered recently, Lord was, talking about it. And she said that during this time, she just felt, as you can imagine, just this tremendous pressure to just hit it out of the park with her sophomore release. And she was painfully aware of the stakes. She said it weighed on her day and night. She lost sleep over it. You know, she's only 20 years old, and, you know, she's had a remarkable run already. I think she has this gift, Lord does, for writing about the angst and anxiety of youth, which is really captured, I think, in one word in the name of this record, Melodrama. The song I want to play is called Supercut, and on this cut, Lord finds herself looking back at essentially a highlight reel of a relationship that she's had, and she's trying to make sense of it all. Supercut from Melodrama.
In my head, I play a supercut of us. All the magic we gave off, all the love we had and lost. And in my head, the visions never stop. These ribbons wrap me up, but when I reach for you, there's just a supercut. In your car, the radio up. In your car, the radio up. We keep trying to talk about us. I'm someone you may be my love. I'll be your quiet afternoon crush. Be your violent overnight rush. Make you crazy over my touch. But it's just a supercut of us. Supercut of us. All the stages and the stars, I turn all of it to just a supercut. Cause in my head, I do everything right. When you call, I've forgiven that fight. Because all of the moments I play in the dark, we were wild and fluorescent. Come home to my heart. In your car, the radio up. In your car, the radio up. We keep trying to talk about us. Motion, I'm watching our love. I'll be your quiet afternoon crush. Be your violent overnight rush. Make you crazy over my touch. But it's just a supercut of us. Supercut of us. Oh, it's just a supercut of us. Supercut of us. But it's just a supercut.
do everything right. When you call, I forgive and not fight. All the moments I play in the dark, I'm fluorescent, come home to my heart.
Fade was almost as long as the Katie von Schleicher.
And worth it. I that's another loop I could just keep listening to. You know, my it's Lord and the song Supercut from her record Melodrama. And it's been many years since I was a teenager dating or 20-something dating. But she has this way of reminding me what it was like, what it felt like to be in that time. And it's through these simple little vignettes that she paints, these moments in this song. It's of being in your car with the radio cranked up and you're mm-hmm. with the person you're with and you're trying to talk about your relationship and make sense of it. And I also like the idea of this highlight reel, this supercut reel of the best and worst moments of your time together mm-hmm. and trying to figure out what all those moments add up to. I think it's just really nice. And as produced as this record is, and it's very well produced, Lord said in her All Things Considered interview that she really wanted this to be as unprocessed as possible, especially her voice. She started with just basic songwriting at the piano, and they took it from there. She says she spent a lot of time listening to people she considers classic songwriters like Paul Simon or Joni Mitchell and really focusing on the craft of songwriting itself rather than production.
It took her a fifth of her life basically to make the record.
Well,
right?
At this point, yeah.
Could you imagine how long? Young. God, it would be a long time if you took a fifth of your life to make a record.
at this point.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Anyway, The Power of Pop, Lord, Melodrama is the record.
All hail Lord.
Yes. Lars Gotrich, just the second week in a row now, Lars is joining us.
Yeah, actually, he just walks into the studio.
I just come in when I like. And also, I love Lord. She's great.
Yeah, and we have good music from you, right?
Yeah.
Is it going to be really contrasting? Because
something completely different.
Awesome.
There's going to be a new record from Chelsea Wolf out in September called Hiss Spun, which is hard to say. Hiss Spun. But I've been listening to Chelsea Wolf since Apocalypses came out. I guess that was maybe 6 years ago now by this point. And there's always been a metallic underpinning to a lot of her music without ever really being too explicit about it.
Although more live, though, than
but on
recording.
But even the way that she wrote her songs or her lyrical themes in particular, she was very influenced by kind of the doom and gloom of particularly doom and black metal. And you would hear that in her lyrics, and occasionally you'd hear snippets of it in the way that she wrote the songs. And it wasn't until the record Abyss, her last record, where she finally let those influences kind of really come to the fore. And she did it on three different tracks, but she kind of did it in her own way. Like, one song kind of sounded like industrial R&B metal. One of them was like kind of sounded industrial like R&B. One of them sounded like a heavy Portishead, you know, something like that. But this record, if this first single, 16 Psyche, is any indication, she kind of goes all in.
I've been waiting.
It's astonishing.
All right, let's hear it now.
16 Psyche.
We'll be right back.
Just incredible, this whole record. It's a monster of a record.
And she got the right person to produce something for a monster sound, Kurt Ballou of the band Converge, who's been a very influential and important metallic hardcore band for decades now. He has a very specific sound when he produces records, in particular when younger bands get into a studio, they all kind of have a similar style, and it takes an artist to really challenge Kurt Ballou to bring out themselves. And you heard that in the last two High and Fire records that he did, and you hear this on the Chelsea Wolfe record. And I think it's going to be a really exciting record this year.
When's this thing come out? This is awesome.
In September.
This is Direction Noise. Okay, again, louder. Okay, do it again, but louder. Louder again. Even more loud. No?
Is that how it
You're
goes?
Great. You'd
is
be that a great
you,
producer.
Is that how you produce a record?
Yeah. Again, better. Do it better and louder. Better and louder. One more time.
I think we need to take a break. Thanks, Lars.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Angie's List. Home improvement season has arrived, and Angie's List is here to help. At Angie's List, they have the tools to help homeowners tackle their to-do list with confidence. Whether you need windows cleaned, your lawn mowed, or a remodel, they'll help you find the perfect pro for the project. Angie's List is now free to join, and members receive exclusive benefits and discounts on home services. Visit angieslist.com today. Angie's List. Home is where our heart is.
So Zola Jesus announced last week that she has a new record coming out. This is Nika Rosa Danilova.
That would be a great double bill. Zola Jesus
and Chelsea Wolfe. Oh, my gosh. Well, this new record, I haven't heard the whole thing, but what I have heard of the new Zola Jesus record, it's called Okovi, is it's definitely dark in some places. Her last full-length record came out in 2014, 3 years ago, and Zola Jesus, she's been through a lot since then. She says this new record is deeply personal and about tremendous loss and grief that she has been through. Hmm. Okovi is a Slavic word. It means shackles, and it's a reference to all the things that can hold us down in life. And that includes our own bodies, our own minds, or sickness or death, all of these things that drag us down to the earth. And this first song that she's released, that Zola Jesus has released from Okovi, is called Exhumed. And it is in part about facing pain in your life and not letting it control you. Exhumed from Zola Jesus.
Thank you.
I mean, you can just feel the catharsis in this song. Like, I imagine her in the studio singing that and recording this and just pouring all her rage and frustration and grief into it. And she hasn't been clear at all about specifically what she's been through. No, she hasn't. I did ask about this specific song, Exhumed, and she said, I'm quoting her here, she just said that it was written during a very dark time when I desperately needed to exorcise and cleanse myself of a stupor I never thought I'd escape. The anger exposed in the song was a welcome feeling and something I was craving after feeling nothing for so long. It ignited a catharsis that fed into the rest of the record. Writing this song acted as the dynamite that brought me back to life. Wow. And you can feel it in this song, for sure. Zola Jesus, that's the first song from her new record, Okovi. Okovi doesn't come out until September.
What's the name of it?
Okovi, O-K-O-V-I. It's Slavic. Mm-hmm. And it is out September 8th.
I've been listening to this new record. It's an EP by Bernice. Do you know this yet?
Bernice. Ours goes by Bernice?
Yeah. In fact, that's my mother's name.
Oh.
But it's the music of Robin Dann, D-A-N-N. Mm-hmm. And she and her band have made this EP. I'm going to play a song. It's the final song off of this EP. It's called Gemini.
Oh, my God. And I'm a Gemini. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Robin.
And my mother's Bernice.
And your mom's Bernice. This is
our record.
It really
Aww.
Is. The stars have aligned, my friend.
So she talks about this song, Gemini. She says, my friend told me about this feeling you can have with a friend or a lover. She called it twinning. When you feel like you're completely understood and that you understand your friend completely. This song is about how that mirror feeling can be freeing and also disorienting. And she says that when you let yourself blend into someone else, you'll inevitably get some Gemini stuff happening, mystery, inquiry, and hopefully deepening of the reflected soul. So I'm going to play the song. The sonic landscape on this, I mean, we've had a bunch of them, so
yeah.
This is another interesting one.
Cool.
This is Bernice.
To know about Gemini opened the door. Don't know what all she was looking for. Feeling like a fish in the water, looking for her worries in the water. Even if you yell, you won't stop her. Isn't a friend, thinking it won't end. Makes you think of her as a daughter, finding all your worries inside her, seeing your reflection in the water. If you were free, farther away, farther away, farther away. Gemini can't stand. Gemini has demand. Gemini is a man. Feeling like a fish in the water. Feeling like a body in the water. Don't know where you thought you would find her.
Serious ear candy in
that,
there.
I had that on repeat last night.
Wow.
That is
incredible.
That's Bernice. You mentioned Joni Mitchell earlier.
Oh, with Lord. Lord had been listening to a lot of Joni Mitchell, yeah.
Yeah, and I thought there were lines in the singing.
She hits some of those high notes and hangs on them just a little bit. I thought, yeah, if you strip all that out and just replace it with an acoustic guitar, yeah, sounded a lot like Joni Mitchell, but... Everything else going on in that, wow, got just kind of a mind bender.
She wrote the stuff on using Ableton, mm-hmm. which is a, you know, for those who don't know, like a, basically a computer program where you can put loops and stuff so that you have some sort of backdrop. But then she took that, gave it to her band, and then they performed it live. But then she took those tapes and gave it to this fellow, Sean Everett, who you may know he's been a mixing engineer and a producer on many records, more often a mixing engineer on Perfume Genius, on records from Lucius, Alabama Shakes, which is, you know, very different, but Margaret Glasby's record.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Grizzly Bear.
Mixing and engineering a record is an art in and of itself. I mean, that is a whole lot. It is like playing an instrument or something. I have sat in studios with engineers, and I can't even begin to get my mind around what they do.
Yeah, I think it's some of the most fun part of making music.
Yeah.
Is that cool? And just defining, for those who don't know what that role is, it really helps define and sharpen the sound.
Yeah, what you're going to bring out, what you're going to push back.
Yeah.
And how to do it.
So that record, that song's called Gemini. The record's by Bernice. The EP is called Puff, and it just came out Friday.
Very cool. Let's go out on something a little more basic, back to drums, bass, guitar.
Okay.
This is from Thomas Patrick McGuire. And I don't know if you remember this guy.
I remember his name.
We had him on the show like 5 years ago, back in 2012. And he's the singer and guitarist from Brooklyn. And the thing that I really loved about his music, or fell for in the beginning, was it's just very quirky and playful. He has this sort of... His songs had this sort of deadpan delivery about everyday things in life, like the most mundane things. Like some of his song titles were, one was called Unemployment Dreams. I think that was maybe the song we played. There's another song called Beer in the Fridge.
Well, the album was a slight return, right?
Yeah, another song's called Instruction Manual. Right. I mean, the things he finds to write about. Musically, his songs, at least the batch, the kinds of music he was making just a few years ago, had a lot in common with grunge, but they were mostly acoustic songs. But the chord structures were very reminiscent of grunge music. The themes, the sort of self-loathing and boredom, were very reminiscent of grunge music. I've been following Thomas Patrick McGuire in the years since, just like with following him around. His music's gotten a lot more developed, a lot more polished in the years since. He's fleshed it out sonically. He has a new record out now called Irish Silence. So I did a little digging around trying to figure out what this was about. And the best I could find is I believe it's a reference to the code of silence that a lot of communities and cultures understand, which is this notion that you're not going to rat somebody out, that you're going to remain quiet and nobody knows anything about anything and we're just going to keep and protect our own. And it was something that was particularly common, I read, in Irish American neighborhoods back in the day. And Thomas Patrick McGuire's parents are from Ireland. They're Irish immigrants to the States. And so I think it might be some sort of...
It sounds like a Jewish name to me. I don't know.
Thomas Patrick McGuire. Anyway, this new record is called Irish Silence. It just came out, and I want to go out on a song called Go to Hell.
Wow.
Go to Hell. And it's a song he's kind of singing to himself.
Thank you.
Another show in the history books.
I love the flow of the songs that wound up getting chosen.
A lot of great sonic wonders going on, and great headphone songs on this one. Yeah. But we'll go out on this meat and potato song, Go to Hell, from Thomas Patrick McGuire.
Thanks. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Just be better if I go to hell, go to hell.